Now, you all know who's going to play here tonight, and it'd be no big surprise to introduce them, but I might say this, that you're going to hear the finest. This, as I've said on the program many times, is the most in-demand group in the world today in this type of music, played everywhere in the United States from Carnegie Hall on down. And now they're going to be with us here tonight. You'll hear some doghouse bass slapping. You'll hear some mandolin picking. You'll hear some double-stop Tennessee-style fiddle. You'll hear some fine dobro, some good flat-top picking. And to wind it all up, of course, the king of the five-string banjo is going to be here on stage, too. So what do you say right along about now? We give a great big Houston welcome to Lester Flat Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys. Bring them on. Thank you. Thank you so much, and a special great big howdy to you. Let us say it's a real pleasure to be down this way to visit with you folks.
We
certainly hope that you're going to enjoy.
Don't make too much noise where I'm next door, though. I'm a talking now.
Don't pay no attention to him. He's worse than Martin Luther King. You want to yak all the time. Let us take just a minute to kind of point out the fellas to you in case you never had a chance to meet him. Fellow on the left-hand side with the old five-string is a North Carolina boy, one of the banjo playing fellas in the country. My partner, Earl Scruggs. How about a nice hand for him? Thank you so much. Your next fellow in line with the little fiddle.
Little fiddle.
Is what we think one of the best old-time fiddlers in the business, a fine young one, fiddling Paul Warren. Nice hand for Paul. Especially want all you folks to meet this one here. That represents Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, you might not be acquainted with Knoxville, but just take a look at that. That'll kind of go to show you that they can raise just exactly whatever they want to over there. Cousin Jake, how about a nice hand for Jake? I'd like for you to meet this little fat one here in the middle. He's been on a diet for a while. Metric ale and vodka. He hadn't lost any weight, but he said he had a lot of fun. Uncle Josh. Hey.
Now I'd like to introduce to you a fella doing the talking here tonight for the Foggy Mountain Boys, a fine fella and a wonderful singer. Let's make welcome here Mr. Lester Flatt. A hand for him.
Sad and lonesome. I wonder if you're lonesome too. wonder if you're lonesome. Say this farewell to you. I'll be so lonesome without you. Will you be lonesome too? Will you be lonesome too? How would you like me alone? Someone is through with you. My heart is sad and lonesome. Wonder if you're lonesome too. Wonder if you're lonesome too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're really wonderful. We really appreciate the nice applause. We're going to call on Irv Scruggs for a special request here on the old five. We'd especially like to do this for our good buddy, Peter Pete, over here, too, on the end of the stage. He's wore out about four of this record, he tells me earlier, using it for a theme song. He does a little tuning as he goes along and a whole lot of picking. It goes like this. Thank you. always tried to tell Earl if he'd do anything right the first time, he wouldn't have to do it again.
Now don't give me that song
thing. I don't care at all.
I'm going back to Birmingham. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Hand me that same old wine, you just won't let me be home. I hear the same old song today, you are leaving me.
Now don't give me that song in days, I don't care at all. I'm going back to Birmingham, I'm gonna have myself a ball.
Leave me now if you want to, I don't care what you do. You play two little games, so long I can play too.
And don't give me that song in days, I don't care at all. I'm a going back to Birmingham, I'm gonna have myself a ball.
You were gonna do. He's just a little different now, honey. I'm believing you.
And don't give me that song today. I don't care at all. I'm a going back to Birmingham. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna have myself a ball. Gonna have myself a ball.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's put on for Josh to work now on what we call the old hound dog guitar, a little thing called Just Johnson. Lonesome in this old town, everybody puts me down. I'm a face without a name, just a walking in the rain. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston. I got a hole in both of my shoes.
yesterday. But the wind blew it away. I'm going back to Houston, Houston, Houston.
Thank you very much. A little number that's included in her town and country album. Uncle Josh, let's pick a little tune here. What do you say?
Pick a little tune?
Yeah.
Let me check with old Earl and see if it's all right. Earl, is it all right? Yeah, it's all right, Lester. Go ahead. He don't mind.
Did he ask if it's all right if he pushed me around like that?
Carefully.
I tell you what, Josh, everybody gets a break on this one, and we're going to give you the first break. Earl will take it all. Of course, it won't be your first break. I believe you had two before you started to work with us. But I tell you what. You stand right here and be ready to move in and get your break, and then you'll have to rush back out of the way because Sky King may be coming in from this side, you see.
In other words, Lester, when it comes my time, just come in and get it, and then get out.
Thank you very much. We promised one of our good buddies we'd do one of our Columbia records. It's a theme song of a television show that you've probably seen a lot of times. Of course, on our record of this song, we had a couple of girl singers that took a little part in singing. I was looking around here a while ago, and I believe that there were the bass is about the closest thing to a girl we brought along with us on this trip.
I'm driving of the train is rolling down the tracks to the jungle. Forget about your gear, it's time to relax at the jungle. Lights occur to the bed, even more when we get to the junction.
Peggy Goat Junction.
At a little hotel on a shady rest at the junction.
How do you do, Junction?
It's run by Kate, come and be her guest at the junction.
Here you go, Junction.
And that's up the joy, moving kind of slow at the junction.
Here you go, Junction.
Folks who walk a country mile for the chicken country style at the junction. But today she do observe all those pretty girls who serve at the junction.
Here you go, Junction.
Thank you very much. We'll do that Martha White for you a little bit later on. We're always glad if you'd ask for that one. We've been drawing royalties every week over that 14 years. I'd like to mention, too, that you can find the Martha White Bix Mix right here in your town of Houston, too. We'd like you to pick up a little packet. Only a dime, I believe, makes some of the finest flapjacks you ever saw, man. Be sure and try some. Let's do a little number here. Well, let's just do Martha White. What do you say?
Now, you big blind.
Uh-huh.
With Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Goodness gracious, good blind Martha White.
Martha White.
Now, you big man, biscuits, cakes, and pie. For Martha White, sir, fries and fine.
The all-purpose flour.
Martha White, sir, fries and flour. To go hard round. Biscuits, cakes, and pie. Oh, Martha White, sir, fries and flour.
The all-purpose flour.
Martha White, sir, fries and flour. Go hard round.
Thank you very much. We're going to ask Paul Warren to do a special request here on the fiddle. About all the fiddlers play this number, but we do think that you'll especially enjoy Paul Warren's arrangement of one called the Orange Blossom Special.
Thank you.
ballin' Brooklyn, we ballin' town. We ballin' Brooklyn, we dance a band. Big ball in Brooklyn, big ball in town. Big ball in Brooklyn, we'll dance around. Working on the railroad, sleeping on the ground. Eating soda crackers, dancing around. Big ball in Brooklyn, big ball in town. Big ball in Brooklyn, we'll dance around.
Thank you very much. We promised some folks we'd do one of the old favorites. This one has been a real favorite all down through the years. We never did feature this one very much. I believe we included it in an album one time. I think the folks that asked for this one had the wrong title to it. They called it the Wabash Cannonball, and I told them up around the Grand Ole Opry, we called it the Way He Goes. Of course, Roy always has to depend on Brother Oswald to kind of help him out a little bit. Uncle Josh, would you be Oz? We'll try to do it. I've seen her good buddy Roy Acuff do this number. If you ever noticed, when he gets to sounding real good to him, he'll rare way back, put his hand over his ear, and sound just a little bit like this. Let me hear you one more time. Oh, I'll just a little bit sure. I believe you misunderstood me. I said Oswald, not Cousin Jody. Now listen to the jingle of all the land of gold.
dodge along the woodland to the hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the ancient hill on the moors. Traveling through the jungle on the Wabash
Thank you very much. A little fun there. One of the greatest, your good buddy, Mr. Roy Aka. Earl, we had several girls come back to stage, a space to ask for a little number. It's about one of the laziest numbers, I guess, that we ever recorded. We've done this one loud the whole time, but I guess it fits all of us pretty good. It starts off like that.
That's what you get for loving me. that's what you get for loving. Thank you very much. We got a brand new Columbia record out. Just been out a couple of weeks. Try to reverse it on side every day. I haven't had time to learn it. Mama, you've been on my mind. I tell you, them good worded love songs is hard to beat, ain't they? Any of you folks think you can use him, we'd be happy to leave him with you after the show tonight. We got a new Sacred album out on the Columbia label, and we'd like to do two or three numbers from it. It's entitled When the Saints Go Marching In. We'd like to do that one first. Go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number, when the saints go marching in. Oh, sing.
Oh, when the saints
go marching in.
Go marching in.
When the saints go marching in. Oh, I won't be that number. When the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in, Lord, I won't be in that number. When the saints go marching in.
Thank you very much. We had some requests for another number that's a little bit on the sacred side. We recorded this number 3 or 4 years ago, and so many of the folks claimed they didn't have a chance to get it while it was on the market, so we had it included back in this album, and it's still real popular on our shows, television and all. It's one called Cabin on the Hill. Thank you very much. We do hope you enjoyed the sacred numbers. We always enjoy that part of the program. While Earl's all harnessed up with the other guitar, we're going to ask him to do a little request number here. A little thing called the Cannonball Blues, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's a little number that was real good to us all across the country, and I always especially love to hear Earl pick this one on the guitar. It's one of Mama Maybelle Carter's numbers, also entitled You Are My Flower.
Thank you very kindly. Lester and Earl and all the boys will be back just in a few minutes after a short intermission. We'd like to tell you, if some of the people's asking us about the, if we had any books, we do have the brand new WSN Grand Ole Opry History Picture Book album along with us. It has, I believe, about 126 or 36 pages, I believe, in it. It has a full color pictures of everybody on the Grand Ole Opry. It tells you when it started and who was on the Opry when it first started. And as I said, big 8 to 10 color picture of everyone on the Grand Ole Opry. I thought one of the boys was going to bring me one out here so I could show you. But anyway, it has a big write-up about each one, a true-to-life story about each star that is on the Opry. And the price of the book is $2. I'm sure if you've heard of that band here, listen to Grand Ole Opry, you've heard of them advertise this book. The price of the book is $2. We think it's a good book because it is a very nice book. About 136, I believe, pages, pictures, and bring one of those books, Josh. I would like to show one of them just a minute. This is the book I'm talking about right here, and I want to show you some of the pictures. There's Loretta Lynn. That's a big color picture of Loretta Lynn. I'll just flip through the pages there. You can see a big 8 to 10 picture of the stars there, and write up about each one. $2 is the price. We also have some of our records and albums, and we have our latest record, That's What You Get for Loving Me. They sell for $1 each. We have some of our long play albums, which are all 12-tune albums, and they sell for $4 each. And we'll have them right over here at the edge of the stage. Any of you, you're an individual, would like to come up and pick up one, we'll have them right over here. And they have a concession stand, I understand, outside with candy, cold drinks. So if you're hungry or thirsty, go out and have yourself some refreshments. And we'll see you just in a few minutes for the rest of the concert. Thank you.
That's great, I'll tell you for sure. That's the one and only group of the Moonshiners. How about those boys, huh? Real fine. Well, we still have a lot more entertainment for you, so relax and let's get them out here again. The most in-demand group of its kind in the world today. Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and all the Foggy Mountain Boys.
Joe Reed. Cedar Bird. 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 Bird.
woodpecker.
Thank you very much.
Oh, mighty fine job on the Mockingbird. Gosh, now I would like to do you a little number here. We put this on record a few years ago. Never did sell much. In fact, we cut another record, and they listened to the record, and tried to keep the record and release me and George. We'd like to do this entitled You Walked Away. Years ago, the banjo and the fiddle made up the entire band. In fact, I believe if you look in the Grand Ole Opry book that we had here tonight, you'll find out that the banjo and the fiddle was the first band on the Grand Ole Opry, just the banjo and fiddle alone. Paul Warren Merle Scruggs does a mighty fine job, just like that on the banjo and the fiddle, for the tune entitled Billy and the Lowground.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I don't know whether Paul's got his fiddle here that he tunes down for that or not. If he has, we'll get to it. We've got several requests that we want to try to get to. First, though, Earl Scruggs wanted me to make a deal with Robert Shipley for him not to pick no banjo and he wouldn't sell no donuts. Here's one that we promised some folks we'd do. Footprints in the Snow. Now some folks like the summertime and they can walk about strolling through the meadow green, it's pleasant there to dwell. But give me the winter time when the snow is on the ground. I found her when the snow was on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Oh, Lord, bless that happy day when Nelly lost her way. I found her when the snow was on the ground. Mother said she had just stepped out to be returning soon. Found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. And I found her when the snow was on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Lord, bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow was on the ground. Well, now she's up in heaven with the angel band. Soon I'm going to join her in that happy land. Every time the snow falls, it brings back memories. I found her when the snow was on the ground. I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Oh, bless that happy day when Nellie lost her way. I found her when the snow was on the ground. Thank you. Thank you so much. Some of the folks asked for a little number by Earl Scruggs on the old five string. We kind of makes the old banjo talk a little bit. Little thing called the Mama Blues.
Thank you.
I go, our wind will come. Sweethearts will fight together, and I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue eyes, I see
Thank you so much. You're really wonderful. Here's Uncle Josh now with a little number that some of the folks asked. I tell you, Josh, you better watch Earl. He'll speed this up on you if you don't watch it. A little thing called the Maggie Blues. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's a little number that we like to do for you, one we recorded a few years ago. And we wasn't sure if we was going to like it or not when we first recorded it. But after it sold a few hundred thousand, every one of us learned to just love it. In fact, we're crazy about it. I'm talking about the Beverly Hillbillies theme song. Thank you very much. I'd like to mention, too, that we was on our way out to California to do another movie with the Beverly Hillbillies. You never know. Thank you. I remember the first trip we made out there to work with the Granny and all the folks. There was a girl on the show with the name Pearl. And Earl Scruggs kind of took her away from me. Of course, I didn't care too much because me and Granny wasn't doing bad. If you saw the last movie we did with him, you can see that Earl's doing all right now. He's kind of fell for Jane Hathaway. And I think they're going to make it all right. If you ever watch their show, I'm sure you'll recognize the same little sound right here. Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Old mountaineer, barely kept his mouth fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food. Up through the ground come a bubbling crew. All that is black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. And folks said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is. Swimming pools. Movie star. Josh, I tell you what, Granny and me always has to dance this little lover. And I'm just thinking, now, if you'd take my part, I try to take Granny's part. What is that?
How sweet it is.
I tell you, it's awful what a fella do to try to keep out of work, eh? Now it's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his team. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. I want to invite you back again to this locality to have a heaping heaven of the hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call it now. Nice folks. Y'all come back in. Much black.
Good night, gentlemen.
Well, that winds it up for the night. I don't think there's anybody doubt in anybody's mind. They are really and truly the kings of bluegrass. No doubt about it. And friends, like we say, keep tuned to your radio. We'll spin them out for you, country style, until the boys come back. And we hope that real soon. Thanks so much for coming out. Good night. God bless you. And be careful driving home. And take good care of you for me. And remember, always keep smiling. It'll make everybody wonder what you've been up to. You know. Good night.